No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Happy Veterans Day to those who have served and are serving our country. Thank you for all you've done for us and what you've done to protect our country. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? Farley is at it this morning already.
I'm so glad Jake let off with Veterans Day. What an incredible day.
It is an important day in this country.
Incredible day.
Very important.
Yesterday
was the Marines' birthday also. Yesterday was 250 years.
Oh, 250
of the Marines yesterday. So it's been a busy week for them.
I knew that was coming up, but I didn't know it was yesterday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Not saying that yesterday, but I got called out by some breakers for that. Good. So it's fine.
Good.
Like get called out. We got to get corrections, get things right in here.
Good.
I want to get called out.
What happened before the show? Farley was in here singing a song. Is that right?
He was singing some.
We can't say why. He was singing a song. He was singing Chubby Checker, but we can't say why.
The Twist.
Yeah.
Yes. He did an incredible job with it.
He's a performer, you know.
He sounded like Chubby.
He sounded like an older Chubby.
That's fine.
That's possible.
He's trying, though. He's working.
Just effort. Exactly right.
It was effort.
Yeah, he's in here.
Farley was here before I got here.
He was.
Yeah, he was in here early to get some of Jake's coffee.
Well, I was making the coffee, and I heard the door open. I assumed it was Bill, and I hear a loud noise. Like, that's not Bill. It's probably Farley. Yeah. Sure enough, it was.
Jake says some interesting things.
What?
Yesterday, when I was expressing that I might not be here because I'm just fatigued.
Yeah.
I got coffee.
Yeah, I got coffee.
You'll be here. Coffee's brewing for you. You'll
be fine. I want to keep my thermostat like 66. It's kind of chilly. Put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Very simple. He does. He answers short, quick, and
doesn't take rocket science here.
I spray tanned.
short, very concise quickly. Phrases all that get things done like here.
I spray tanned.
That was a bad mistake. Yeah. I won't do that again.
I got coffee.
I'll just shake him here with that glow. Wouldn't he be great?
What the hell would you, I should do it
sometime. Yes, just to surprise you and shock you guys. I was going to Mexico. I was very white. I was very pasty white. As you could probably assume, I was very pasty
No way.
This is late December, like 2018.
The trip for selling books?
No, I went with Elizabeth's family at this point.
Oh, God, you weren't married yet?
Pre-marriage, yeah, pre-marriage.
Whoa. Oh, with their family. What were the sleeping arrangements? Interesting.
I don't want to call into detail.
Oh,
on that.
Wow. Oh, come on. You guys were sharing a hotel room.
Shared rooms, yes.
Oh, wow.
There's others in the room, though, too.
Really?
Two beds.
Okay.
Two beds.
We better just not.
You guys better stop. It got a lot more weird room.
You asked me.
Why'd
it was fine.
You didn't have to
that.
Tell us. You didn't have to tell us that, though, Jake.
Hey, weirdo.
Everything was fine. Was
trying to save some money on the hotel,
Hey, it's expensive on the resort. You know what it is. If you're gone for a week, it's pricey.
Liz is going to kill you.
He's going to. Exactly.
Thought about Bill last night because Thursday night I mentioned that it was a Bill's dream in terms of a defensive game.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night football. Same score last night, 10-7. Eagles beat the Packers. Same score as Thursday night football, 10-7. Defensive game.
Wasn't it 0-0 at half?
It was 0-0
beautiful.
At half.
Beautiful. Just
Bill
just
Bush football.
Teams fighting it out between the 40s. Yeah. Also, remember, in the NFL, once you cross the 50, you're in field goal range now. So it's not like, well, you know, we couldn't get down into the low red. No, they had two fumbles each by each quarterback, which probably would have produced some form of points. But still, it was... I love he'll say that. What an awful game. Awful game. It's beautiful.
10-7.
Yeah. Not much highlights in terms of offensive firepower, but yeah, a lot of defensive plays last night.
What's a Packers record?
I think they're 4-3-1 now, I want to say.
Okay.
I think 5-3-1.
5-3-1. Let's get that right. Packers are right now 5-3-1. Eagles move to 7-2 with the win.
It just doesn't look as if. If I'm watching the Packers, like they have a chance to make a deep run. That doesn't look like it. Jordan Love does not look like that right now. He's a Utah State
game, didn't he?
It was not good. It wasn't like the other side was rolling.
Right.
They scored 10. So
Jordan Love lost a fumble, 20 for 36 for 176, no touchdowns, no picks, 3 sacks for Jordan Love last night.
So the Bears are better than the Packers?
They're on top of them in the standings right now.
Yeah.
I think the Packers now are third the NFC North because the Lions are up
there
too,
they
right?
are third. The Lions are 6-3 and the Bears are 6-3 and the Packers are 5-3 and the Vikings are 4-5. According to these
stats. The most interesting thing is, and it's going to happen. I'm saying it right now. It's happening. Is that what did the Ravens start? 1-4?
1-5.
1-5. And they're going to win the division.
Yeah.
They're going to win the division.
They might win going away.
Yes. They're going to win the division.
Now, Joe Burrow is back. He's practicing,
just
right?
Just think about where the Bengals could be on when they scored 40-some points and couldn't get one stop.
The defense.
I mean, they could be leading the league easily with their starting quarterback coming back. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I pointed out last week that they had scored 80 points total the last 2 weeks and were 0-2. I mean, Joe Flacco can't do more than what he did.
Joe Flacco
was remarkable
incredible.
for the Bengals. And they went 0-2 when scoring a total of 80 points over 2 weeks. That's just horrendous defense.
So the Ravens have won 3 in a row.
Yes, Ravens are 4-5. They're still behind the Steelers in that division, but the Steelers are
5-4.
They don't look very good. They got pounded by the Chargers Sunday night.
And you don't want to play the Ravens right now.
No, you do not.
They're just like on that heater. It's like, okay, we have. It was kind of like season over. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, if everybody else around us in this league is going to play terrible, why not just see if we can win some games? And that's what's going on now.
Yeah. This is the first year in, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years where it appears the NFC is way better than the AFC. For years it's been all the AFC's got all these teams that can win the Super Bowl and the NFC's got one or two. NFC this year looks really, really good. I got to give them credit. They've been lacking for a couple years. They've brought it back up over there.
So who is it? The Buccaneers? How about the Seahawks?
The Seahawks might be playing the best football right now in the NFL. They have been pounding teams left and right recently.
They've won 4 in a row. How about the Rams?
Rams are very good, too.
They've won 4 in a row.
Rams might be the favorite in the NFC. You got the Eagles, 7-2.
Do you count out the 49ers are 6-4?
No. Mac Jones is playing for Brock Purdy. He's been good.
God dang, there are a lot of...
There's a lot of good teams.
Yeah, the Lions
are
6-3.
Scary.
Yeah. The NFC East is only one team, though, right? It's the Eagles.
Yes.
Cowboys, Commanders, Giants.
It's been a rough year for that division. Yeah. They've
what was that?
That's down to
face. You want to do it one more time, would you, please? That sounded like 6th grade simple. Where did that come from?
I've never seen that ever.
I kind of like this.
In my 2.5 years, there's never one time where we just did that.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, what happened there?
Sixth grade simple.
Showed up.
Hey, coach.
You got to bring that back.
Please. I pray for it. I know you keep it on commandment. Just I pray for it.
Hey, coach, what if TJ's better than Dylan?
I'm just telling you. Okay, if we did a GoFundMe, Breakers, and Sipple asked the head coach that, but he just said, hey, coach, what if TJ's better than
you're
Dylan?
Doing sixth grade. But I love you doing sixth grade Sipple.
As sixth grade Sipple, if he did that, I mean, what kind of GoFundMe money could we get together? Because that would be remarkable.
I kid you not. That's sponsored by Nebraska Auto Detail. They sponsor sixth grade Sipple.
Yes. Yes.
If you need your car detailed,
we get a sponsor for this. We get a sponsor.
It's important. Go see Joe and the team at Nebraska Auto Detail to get your car ready for the upcoming year ahead. NebraskaAutoDetail.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else? I don't chit chat for you. You were busy. You threatened not being here today because
there was
a
lot
yesterday.
Going on yesterday. But I kind of came out of it okay. Like, it was fun. I was just worried about fatigue. Bill, don't look at me.
What,
like
what does
that.
Bill always say? We're always tired. We're chronically tired on this show.
I was worried about
6 a.m.
fatigue, and I sidestepped something that I had this morning, and I pushed it off till. But I'm gonna have to roar out of here.
That's fine.
So no jacking around when the show's over. No. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
I gotta roar out of here.
Okay, roar out of here. Roar. Yes.
But it's
bye week. There's nothing going on.
No, but the trip was hard. Then I had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, tell
so
you
I
what,
was like Tuesday. I was worried. I do this all the time. I talk myself into problems, but I just thought, oh God, Tuesday I'm going to be dead. But I'm fine.
When you have to come back from the West, it's not good. With that, when you get on the plane, whatever time you're going, like, okay, I'm going back home. It's already 2 hours later there. Yeah. That is a kick.
Yeah, yeah. It's a donkey kick.
Yeah, the donkey kick.
I love that term.
Doggy.
I do. I say it way too much. But anyway.
I don't. Yeah. It sounds very much like a Petrinka.
Yeah. I don't say donkey
kick.
Like
a donkey
ever.
Kick.
I never say that.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Flying is, I don't even want to, I'm not going to do that thing where you get into all the problems of flying, but God, it's awful.
Do you remember, it had to happen somewhere in Columbus at one of the schools at that. They had donkeys playing basketball. You rode donkeys to play basketball.
It happened
quite often.
I've seen it.
Back in the day.
They would put down like a mat down, and they'd bring donkeys in, and they'd play basketball on donkeys, and people would pay to come in to see that.
I think it did.
We'd be like the teachers or something like that, or the coaching staff against somebody, and they'd be on donkeys, and then of course a couple donkeys would just take a huge dump. They'd laugh, and everybody'd laugh. Look at that.
Yeah, donkey.
The donkey it? Basketball. There was donkey
basketball. Donkey
baseball too.
Yeah.
It's both. Yes.
I was going to say donkey baseball. I'm sure happened.
I don't even remember, but I remember that was a big deal like that. You guys going to the? You guys going to go watch the donkey basketball? Yeah, we're going. Everyone went. Imagine the smell in the gym as donkeys are taking dumps.
What's going on with
donkeys?
Here? What happened here?
Katrinka had donkeys. Was going to have donkeys serve at a wedding, and then I think the donkeys couldn't show up for some reason. Please chime in.
Maybe not for the rehearsal. Or something. Say the donkeys couldn't make the rehearsal. Right. Is that what it was? I do remember that conversation. I was part of that conversation.
Yeah, you were. So was Jake.
Yeah.
Then it didn't materialize.
Forgot about probably that. Some of the Chamber of Commerce, probably. For the Chamber.
Might have shut that down.
Patricia drives a giant truck. That freaked me out when she pulled up. And it also
freaks
me out that you cannot keep her quiet until she comes on the radio show.
Then
she locks up. I mean, her trying to get those blur tickets out of Jake.
Oh my God!
Every 15 minutes,
I got attacked in Omaha by her.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I loved it. It was fine.
You're right though. She clams up.
All of a sudden, the mic up. Nope. Yes. Chamber. Yep. Then you walk out here, and it's just
outside the studio.
And there's a tornado out there.
And a lot of cursing too. A lot of cursing.
Unabashed cursing.
Yes, it's like that. Is there a sailor out there? No, it's Petrinka.
It's just Petrinka.
Unapologetic. What about you? I don't have anything.
Well, I told you guys yesterday, I texted you that I get back home from work yesterday, and I mowed the yard Thursday. And since then, a lot of leaves have fallen. And I said, why is my yard not full of leaves at all? I am fairly positive that neighbor Jim mowed the yard and banged all the leaves yesterday.
HOA did it, maybe.
No, there's no HOA.
Are you in problems with HOA?
There's no HOA at all. We don't have.
Are you keeping up your house?
I think Jim.
Jim came over. I guarantee
it was Jim.
Who's the one guy we know who didn't do it?
Wasn't me.
No, who was it for sure? just down the street.
Yeah.
From
from Dave.
Yeah, okay. Dave did not do it.
Dave's already helped me enough with the situation.
Leaves on your...
he's dumping leaves on your...
Dave, neighbor Dave, I'm sorry, Dave, if you're out there listening, I still owe you an apology. It's almost been a year at this point.
It's been almost a year.
It's been 9 months.
Jake parked his car in his driveway for 2 days.
He yelled.
He's like, yeah,
nice guy.
Can you move that? Please move this car.
Why, God, why?
No, it was a bad word.
Bad word.
I yell, yeah, big, big,
big bad word.
At 6:42 a.m.
Can you imagine being outside and all of a sudden hearing this incredible word, and it's Jake Sorensen stuck in the only drift there is in town? Me and Ellie are here doing the show just fine. Like you said, you drove in like it was Santa Barbara.
I was telling Greg. God, I thought it was going to be bad, but this is nothing.
Yeah.
I got the one drift in town. It was terrible. It was deep. It was horrible. But I got here eventually.
Mindle Boots.
You did. You did get here.
For the second segment somehow.
Yeah. And we give you credit. At one point, you said you weren't coming in at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the dark times at that point, saying, I can't get out of here. Car's stuck. Traffic can't get through at any point.
I can't wait for a blizzard.
Don't say that.
Hope there's one coming soon.
There's not, though, right?
No. I don't believe so.
I don't, yeah.
They're saying it could be a dry winter.
Those are high winter.
Yep.
Can I give you idle?
That's what I heard.
Can I give you idle chit?
What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, we got.
Well, it's sports.
Oh, sports.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring this up because it just kind of
sports idle chit.
It kind of threw me a little bit. The Big Ten this week. Wow. Mm-hmm. The schedule's horrible.
No, USC at 2:30.
He's right. There's one. No, it's terrible.
It's not good.
Minnesota at Oregon. Yeah. How do we get some of that? Yeah. Wisconsin at Indiana. Nope. Mm-hmm. Michigan at Northwestern. Nope. Iowa at USC.
Yep. Yeah, that's
Penn State at Michigan State. Nope. Maryland at Illinois. Nope. Purdue at Wisconsin. Nope. UCLA at Ohio State. Nope.
There is one.
Wait, Purdue's playing who? One. I thought Indiana was playing Wisconsin.
Yeah, hold
What's
on.
That?
Yeah,
Who's Purdue playing?
Purdue at Washington.
Washington.
What did I say?
You said Wisconsin.
Oh, no, yeah, we already gave it Wisconsin. Man,
still not good, though.
A lot of nopes, but one big yep.
Iowa USC is going to be a great one to watch. Yeah,
that's fine.
If you Indiana is a 29.5-point favorite over Wisconsin.
Tell you what, they're a little banged up. Are we going to do that ranking thing today?
Yes. We are. Yeah. Okay. That's a tease. 8 o'clock. Yeah, Big Ten power rankings. Yeah, tune in for that. Lock in.
Here. This is your sheet.
Okay. Don't do it yet. Just get ready for the teams.
Rudy will get me a new one. Rudy, can you
Rudy.
Some Big Ten standings, please?
Just like last week, please.
Yeah. Even though our standings are quite different than what the normal standings are.
Yes, they are.
Okay, then we don't need this.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey sent me a photo at 11 o'clock last night of one of his workers that caught a pheasant with his hand.
With his hands.
Well, he has land up in South Dakota, too, Joey. So he's part of being a conservationist, too. And so, yes. Pheasants forever. It's Joey.
Conservationalist.
I think that's the rest correct, wouldn't
I think
it be?
You got that.
Sometime taking care of the land.
Yeah. Joey is a conservationist.
Yes, at the highest level.
Is it conservationist?
I think it's just, yeah, that's just
not
no
conversationalist.
He's
a hell of a conversationalist, though.
I think I said conversationist, didn't I?
I don't know.
Joey Ken is great to talk to, but that was not what I was thinking with the pheasants. Joey's talking to the pheasants. He talks to the pheasants. He's a great conversationalist. So thank you, Joey.
You're a good conversationalist.
738ag.com.
And pheasants.
464-5685. Call or text as always. It is the bye week, but Matt Rhule was at the podium yesterday. Sip, you were in the room.
I was.
Was he in a good mood yesterday?
Yes, he was. He did a lot.
I'm not going to play his whole... He had like a 6-minute opening statement. I'm not playing that.
No.
But you want to tell in the what was in the opening
statement,
though?
Well, I think it was in the opening statement he stumped for Emmett Johnson to win...
I do have some of that.
...various awards. And Keith Mann, I think he doesn't mind me using his name, unveiled this ungodly 2-page list of accomplishments.
Which Matt Rhule read all.
He read a lot off the sheet, though.
I love that you just said, I hope Keith Mann doesn't mind me using his name when we used his name over 1,000 times on the show prior to.
Probably every day.
Well, yes, it's okay.
But attached to his work. Anyway, yeah. So there was that. Just play that. Just what he said. He went through he kind of stumped for Emmett Johnson.
In the opening statement?
Yeah.
Okay, here's part of that. I'm not playing all 6 minutes, but here's part of the opening statement.
All right. Appreciate you guys being here, especially all of those of you guys who went to California. It's great to see you guys get back. I mean that sincerely. I watch a lot of other press conferences. Not everyone has the commitment from the people that cover them the way you guys do. So it's cool to go out there. I think, as I said after the game, I just have to say it again. Our fans were spectacular, just absolutely amazing to have that many people take their hard-earned money and go out there, or people who live there, that support Husker Nation. So it's just such an amazing, amazing thrill, and I just am unbelievably grateful. I'm going to say a couple things for a minute, so just forgive me. But I do want to make sure I highlight just sort of all the things that are going on campus right now. Like, obviously, volleyball, number one. I mean, have they lost a set? Was it 40-some in a row, 43? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. But our rifle team, number one right now, and where they've come from in 2 years, amazing. Wrestling, I can't wait to, it's really cool that Bud went out and walked them out and see him wrestling at number two, bowling at number two. So really cool things happening. I'm hoping I can maybe get to men's or women's basketball here soon. I mean, they're off to exciting starts and doing great things. And, one of the cool things in my job is when we have a huge win like we did against UCLA and you get the text from Fred and Amy and all those people. So really, really, really excited. State high school playoffs. I know there's 28 teams still in it, so good luck to those guys. I do want to highlight a couple things. It was a huge win, and to go on the road, I think it's our first time having three, road wins since 2014.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we have one more chance, which would be the first time since 2010. So we're going to continue to work this week, so we're ready for that game next week. Obviously, TJ being just the fifth true freshman, and I thought he went out and he was masterful. He did a great job, and I think the team really responded to him and had his back, and he brought joy and energy, and it was a lot of fun to see him doing what he was doing. Defensively, we still have not allowed 400 yards this season. We're only seven teams in the country have not allowed 400 yards this season. So while I know there's things we wish we could do just a little bit better, there's a lot of things that we're doing at a really, really high level, and we're doing it with a lot of young players. And so I hope our players see, hey, continue to buy into the first floor of the development, continue to buy into Coach Butler and their position coaches, and where we are defensively will only continue to take off. And you see guys playing their best football, right? You see Keona Davis have a career day. You see Dylan Rogers get out there. You see Andrew Marshall making plays. Deshaun as a senior batting the ball down and making havoc plays. So excited and really proud of our special teams. You know, top 25 in punt returns. Punt return defense were third. Kickoff returns were fourth. Kickoff return defense were 14th. And so, you know, Eck obviously does a tremendous job, he and his staff, but I think our players have really bought into it. So, you know, anytime you can go out and do the things that, you know, we're doing special teams-wise and defensively, you give yourself a chance. And then, you know, I personally believe Emmett Johnson should be in New York for the – I think he should be a Heisman candidate. I think he should be a Doak Walker finalist, if not winner. And I think what he's doing is, you know, fantastic. I hope people appreciate – seeing him, you know, he's a first-team All-American. And I don't know who was the last person that was first-team All-American. It was since 2011, Lavonte David. And so, you know, just a couple highlights because hopefully our social media people will mash it up and they can make a go. But, you know, he leads the nation in yards from scrimmage with 1,431 yards from scrimmage in 10 games. Ranks second in the FBS in total rushing yards and fifth in yards per game. Leads the nation by accounting for 37% of his team's total yards. Among power conference players, he's number one at 37.1. Jeremiah Love, another great player at Notre Dame, is second at 29.6. Emmett is only one of only three players in FBS with at least 10 rushing touchdowns and three receiving touchdowns. Only running back in power conference play with four 100-yard rushing games in conference play. Two pages, that's how good he is. Most rushing yards for a Husker since the Doak Walker Award finalist Amir Abdullah in 2014. Most touchdowns for a Nebraska player since Amir Abdullah had 22 touchdowns in 2014. Emmett became the first player in Big Ten since at least 1995 to have more than 125 rushing yards, more than 100 receiving yards, a rushing touchdown, and two receiving touchdowns in the same game. Wow. First player in Nebraska history to have 100 rushing yards and 100 receiving yards in a game. He'll win a bunch of awards this week, and we haven't been able to announce them yet. But really, really proud of Emmett, his character. And, you know, I do have to say this. Like, if you saw the end of the game, you saw the TV copy, which I had a chance to.
That's, okay. Yeah, he goes on to the other thing. Right. The one statistic that he didn't mention that maybe is the best of all is one fumble in 203 carries. One fumble
that's it.
In 203 carries. Now, he lost that fumble, but that was one fumble.
I think that was against Akron, too, right? Yeah. The game
he
they going won by 68 points.
Remember, he was going in?
Yeah.
He was going in, and I didn't even think it was a bad fumble at the time. Bad fumble. Every fumble's bad, but the guy hit him. He hit the ball. So that was good. Yeah, Emmett, I don't know. Now, I don't think he can. He hasn't made a big splash nationally for a variety of reasons. I would think, though, he's a Doak Walker finalist for sure, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how could he not be? He leads the Big Ten in rushing, and those numbers. I'm not going to go through them all. He couldn't have hit them all because there's so much that's good, and Keith did a great job of laying it out. So Keith did his job. Elsewhere, I don't know. Do you have the quotes about what he said about money? He said money's no longer an issue. I have it. If you don't, it was the most interesting part of the press conference. He wasn't asked about it. He just slid it in to conversation. Remember a month ago he expressed a measure of frustration that some teams, Oregon, for instance, are spending much more money than Nebraska? That's still the case, obviously. But Rule changed his tune a little bit on the matter. He said, we have the money now. I can't complain anymore. We've got what we need. I don't know what changed. I wish I knew. He said, we can now go get anybody we want. I don't know what changed.
Yeah, it's a different cry than it was, a few weeks ago. You're right.
Yeah, it was a month ago. It was a month ago when he was talking about, you know, this.
All the other rosters, the money spent.
Yeah.
Well, it's still very confusing for everybody, because no one can answer the real questions. Because the real questions are that you get $20.5 million to spend, which goes up, you know, incrementally every year.
In the athletic department.
In the athletic department. But then you have the straight out payment, which was just pay for play prior to that. Mm-hmm. It's now supposed to be limited that it has to be legit NIL deals. Mm-hmm. And so that's the question is, are they setting up legit NIL deals? It's confusing to everybody. As we talk about on the show all the time. It's like, I keep hearing other shows too say, well, you know, they're going to have this money and this money. I'm like, okay, well, how are they doing that?
Right.
Yeah. How
it's
is
very
it?
Confusing.
Can they sign autographs, you know, at a car dealership for $600,000 for 2 hours on a Saturday? Mm-hmm. Is that a legit deal? And because right now it sounds like most places are saying, we don't care what they're saying. We're just going to pay them, and we'll ask for forgiveness later because the clearinghouse is so far behind. Mm-hmm. This is not working, and everyone's just kind of going on their own. That's what you hear going on. That's what Arkansas AD said, the third lane, and we're not in it.
And wouldn't you say that the only way the NCAA could do anything is just to pick and choose?
Oh, it'd be so hard.
Then it becomes roulette.
Yeah.
You just kind of say, well, I'm just going to bank on them, that bullet not landing on us, you know? So
it'd be hard to say like that. It's like, well, we submitted 32 things, we got no answers back.
Right.
That's part of the problem also. But remember, the ADs came out and said with a kind of a handshake and a wink that we are going to all abide by this rule.
Yeah, right.
That's what they said. We're all going to abide by that rule.
Some are.
And there's some that are, but
some are.
But most of them are like going, they're out. They're out.
And then so you're just take your chances with the playing Russian roulette, and you don't get the death penalty of anything like that. Let's see here. What else do you got?
Do you think there was an influx of money that came there that wasn't reported?
I don't know how to.
Okay.
I would say not. So I don't know what changed. But that's what he said, and I thought that was the most interesting thing. He did mention the PEDS that they stood in the gap and made all of this possible. While we got to this point, you know, he once again mentioned the PEDS,
which is interesting because we've mentioned the PEDS here. We're still trying to get that lunch at Aragon.
It's all we want.
And we've been trying to be in part of that gap. Yeah. And we'd like to be. We offered to pay for lunch.
And we're just talking burgers, too.
Yeah, we were talking. Steak. I wouldn't mind getting one little appetizer, but nothing. I mean, they have cornbread really and honey appetizer, right?
You like that?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's just simple like that.
It's about this big. It's $24. Yeah, it costs more than
$24.
It's pretty priced. We're gonna walk out of a pretty good check between the three of us, you know.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We're making
worth
money.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Can we get a sponsor for that?
We could get a sponsor.
Can we get a sponsor? You think? I wonder if Joey would sponsor that.
Our lunch with the PEDS, you mean?
Yeah,
our lunch with the PEDS.
We don't have to pay for it.
Yes. We'll all get a cornbread.
I would get probably something green. Yeah.
Green, get a salad?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Brussels sprouts.
Burger no, place. We're not doing that. We're getting burgers.
Recruiting.
And the fries come like in a little canister. It's like that little elephant. It's very fancy.
How's the seasoning?
They come in it's very good, seasoned well.
I was reading some reviews on a restaurant in Omaha last night, and they were talking about this. Somebody was saying the fries weren't seasoned properly. And I thought, you know what? That could be a deal breaker. Anyway.
I couldn't imagine me reading any sort of a review on a restaurant last night.
On Pivot Prime, I was reading the reviews. Anyway, Rule also talked about recruiting season.
You know, they limited the amount of days you can have, so we don't have very many days left. I think we have like 6 days left. And to your point, there is nothing in December anymore. Now it's in January, so it kind of changes everything. So. We're still working on 26s, the portal's been moved back to January, but, you know, we all know that people are calling our guys and, you know, so, you know, you have to look at your roster. You have to start looking at who you think is going to be in the portal and then 26s and 27s both. So my plan is to head out on the road. Now we're still waiting to see all the FAA stuff and can you fly here? There's some challenges to that we're waiting to see. Because, you know, obviously some of the airports most affected are in some areas that we recruit pretty heavily. I plan on going out on the road. I think Tequila and I are going to go out and continue to try to build off of, you know, what's happening right now.
Okay, he mentioned no December. Okay, can you imagine now in the context of what he said about the money? We don't have money. What was his statement? We have no money problems now. He said... we can now go get anybody we want. Well, okay. Now January 2 to 16 is the portal period. January 2 to 16 will be fascinating all over the country, including here. They got money. They need guys. They're going to lose some guys. So probably, you know, who knows? I don't know. I don't have any intel on who they might lose. But they'll have to go get some guys. That will be an amazingly interesting period. Well, I will be held hostage, unfortunately. But that nothing
for 2 weeks.
Nothing in December. Yeah. But yeah, January 2 to 16, that's portal season. And now it's intriguing for everybody, but some more than others. And here will be very intriguing. A lot of money, a lot of critical players. I don't know. Everybody asks, okay, who are they going after? Bill always says bigs. Can't have enough good. You can have enough bigs, but you can't have enough good bigs.
No, and then you look at the – here's the best way to look at it. Last year, Texas Tech, they went and invested all their money basically on D-line.
On D-line.
D-line. And that's why they're sitting there at seventh. Tonight they'll be like sixth or seventh in the country.
Think
and
about it.
They went out and got D linemen. That's
Think
what they went
it.
And got.
Think about it. Texas Tech did that. Who else did that? Your friend.
Cignetti?
Yeah. He went not D line, both lines. Both lines.
Both lines.
Looks pretty good.
That's where
it?
That's where he started. There was another example of that. Another team that did that. Obviously Oregon's stocked up. That's what you gotta do. So that's what they got to do. I would say go get another tackle if I was advising Rule. You're going to have Pritchett on the left
Can
side.
Can we have a special Sipple advising?
Please.
I would, please.
Coach. One thing you should consider is do what you have to do to get Pritchett back because he's rounded into form. I asked him about Pritchett yesterday. He didn't even want to say much because I bet the thought was, all right, we're already paying him a bunch of money. I'm not going to stand here and lavish praise on him, and he'll come back to me for $300,000 more. My guess is that's what his thinking was. But they have Pritchett on the left side. Now go get a bookend. Go get a dude.
Sipple advisory board.
Yeah. Go get I want bookends.
Look at Billy. Yeah.
And you're gonna have to go get a guard two. Okay.
Two or two.
A guard or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna have to
so three linemen.
You're losing Litovsky and Rocco.
So we need to get three linemen then. Two guards and a tackle per.
You're just going to spend a lot of money.
Sipple's advisory board.
You have it.
You have it.
You got to go get a running back too now. I mean, you do.
I do. I just want to know this not from Nebraska. I want to know it from across the board on just how this is working.
Well, you don't know.
It's just bizarre.
They don't lay it out.
Yeah, there's no. We're right back to. So all the work that they did, which we've talked on this show, all the work they did, wasted time. They're right back. You're right back to the wild, wild west.
Yeah.
Where everything's going to be like, we're going to get a salary cap. We're going to make it fair for everybody. That lasted for about an hour.
Carson?
Yeah, lasted.
Carson?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, Carson, where are you? Shot. Chime in.
Matt Davison?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Busy times ahead.
And the other thing that you always wonder, okay, so we have the money now. I can't complain anymore. We got what we need. But they still, there's no way they have what Oregon has, right? $40 million. I don't think they would claim to. I don't think they would claim to have what Texas Tech has. I don't think they would claim to have what Ohio State has. I don't think they would claim to have what Texas has. But I don't know after that. BYU has a lot of money probably, right? Maybe.
They do. I think the biggest thing it says, because what has been the conversation has been, okay, you got to win this year. Next year is really tough. Schedule. That's been brought up by everybody, right?
Okay.
Next year's schedule. So, but what it also says is when you make the statement, we have the money, then should be good.
100%. That's what I mean. That's why it was so important to hear that from him. And that is better. Thank you for that context. That next year's schedule is important in this conversation. You got to go get some guys and get ready for that. Yeah. I mean, you need another Emmett Johnson. Probably not going to be back, right? Probably not.
I don't know what his draft projection is right now, but
nobody does. He doesn't know what it is because they haven't come out yet. But
it's tough to top what he's doing right now, right?
Yeah,
yeah. If he just took the long, the broad picture and say, okay, will the year be the same next year? Well, it'd be hard.
Hard to imagine.
Just because it's hard.
Especially if they bring somebody in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Might have to split up.
So anyway, but. There's always those possibilities, yes.
And anyway, what else? Here, I got it, Jake. I don't
know. More on TJ Lateef yesterday, if you want to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's Matt Rhule on Nebraska's quarterback for the game against UCLA. He had 3 touchdowns. TJ Lateef, Matt Rhule.
Yeah, okay, hey, come out and get some more. No, I think for as much as anything, for TJ, it's just, hey, how am I going to attack? Like, watching the tape, how am I going to attack? We're not going to invent a bunch of new stuff. Maybe Dana will say to me or Glenn will say to me, hey, can we go out there on Wednesday? And get him some reps, but the thing with TJ is, he's been here in the spring, he's been here in the fall. Like when he went out there in the first couple games, he was prepared and ready. So, no, I don't even think of TJ as a young player. I think, you know, part of it's getting into the game and knowing when to run and when to check the ball down and all those things, and I can't really mimic too much of that. I think just the game reps. I do think that one of the big things about going to Penn State is going to be the cadence, you know, just how loud it can get there. And so just we'll do some of that stuff on Thursday. But, yeah, so maybe they'll want to put him in on Wednesday. But I feel really good about our process, I mean, and the way it works. Even going back to what I said about the roster, like I feel really good now with where we are. We're in the building. We've got all the right people. I'm not going to Troy with a big wish list of demands this year. Like, hey, we need this, this, and this. We've done that for 3 years. We're finally caught up to where programs of this nature should be. We have everything you could possibly want. And so, you know, like I have an unbelievable quarterback coach, you know, and if you don't, you know, just the tape speaks that, right? Like Glenn doesn't get nearly any, like, I don't know what's, but like, I don't even, you know, I just take it for granted how good he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's been doing that for me for years. I mean, P.J. Walker had 16 touchdowns and 18 interceptions his sophomore year. Glenn came in, and P.J. was elite, right? We started Charlie Brewer as a freshman at Baylor, and Glenn coached him, and he was elite. So I just think, you know, you look at T.J., credit goes to T.J., but I think Glenn's done a really, really, really nice job, and I think it's important I say that. And I'm really saying that, to be honest with you, I'm talking a lot to people out there in recruiting. You know, like, hey, if you're a good quarterback, you want to go somewhere, I'd come play for Daniel Holgorsen and Glenn Thomas. You know, imagine how much TJ Latif's phone's going to be ringing here from other schools. Hey, come be our quarterback. Come be our quarterback. And you know what? Good for him. I love the kid. I hope he wants to stay with us. But you know what? Like, we got good coaches. We got good quarterback coaches. I mean, I was a quarterback coach. I was the worst. I mean, I was just not a good quarterback coach. And I think Glenn is really, really special. And it all goes all the way back to, you know, Matt Ryan saying to Mike Saravo, hey, he's a really good coach. You should hire him because he was his coach at Atlanta. I just want to make sure I give him a ton of credit. But TJ, I don't think TJ needs anything special. I just think he needs another week, and I think you'll just see him continue to get better and better and better.
You know what was interesting yesterday, Bill? Bill always wonders about the room. A lot of – I listen. I just sit there and listen to people. A lot of bull speculation. Everybody's speculating. Did he get
we'll get that next segment.
He get that? Oh, yeah, okay.
All save right. That. Bull speculation.
A lot of bull speculation. It's yeah. I'll just bite my tongue right okay. There. Glenn Thomas is a Bill Bush type guy. He just pulls his hat down and works and doesn't. I mean, you wouldn't even know he's around most of the time.
For what a freshman did during that time like that, and what the preparation. Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, I don't know him personally at all, but obviously, just you look at what's there. But
pull your hat down.
Yeah,
that's Glenn Thomas.
Hat down.
Yeah, I can see it right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of a hat down guy.
Yeah, yeah. You are. You are.
Thanks.
You just work, and he does not seek publicity or anything like that. Full disclosure, I've dealt with coaches that are like that, he's not that guy, and he works the camp thing, like he's working harder than any assistant I've seen over there. He's always doing something.
Well, he'll hear more from Matt Rhule throughout the show. But before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast,
hungry,
brunch,
Jake.
Or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where would you send the breakers this morning?
Early bird.
It's
not late. Bird.
It's open right now.
Not late.
At 19th and K.
Wide open, nine minutes.
All the way till 2 p.m.
We can park.
Free and spacious parking.
Bird.
You don't have to pay for parking there.
Can you just wheel in there in Bill's big truck?
Yes.
Could we?
And it would fit in his parking spot, too.
That would be amazing. Let me ask you this. You think if they had food ready for us to
okay.
go
okay.
in during break, could we get there and back in time?
That'd be close. It'd be close.
It'd be worth it. Can we not challenge it one night?
It'd be worth a shot, maybe.
It'd be fun to see if it just one time to see if we could make it.
Rudy can be on the mic.
Rudy could be on the mic, but just see if we can get some to-go food from the bird.
And whip it.
Yeah. Whip it good.
Breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world-famous
Hash hole.
Stop by today. Early bird open till 2 p.m. every day of the week. When we come back, yes, bowl projections. People are excited. Where could Nebraska head? That's next on Early Break and the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.